And I'm Connor.
And this is the Server Life Podcast, where we candidly talk about the glamorous lifestyle of the service industry.
We share some of our own stories, along with some of yours, so we can all laugh and realize that we are not alone in this.
So feel free to subscribe, stick around, and join the conversation.
We love reading your comments, especially when it's praise. For me.
Hey guys, it's Connor and Press. Press and Con, we are here together.
Oh, please don't sing. No. No.
I don't know. I thought I would shake it up a bit. Anyways.
You know, you tried it and it's not working. So moving on.
Okay, we'll start the episode over. Just kidding. Let's keep rolling with it. So we recently put out an episode titled Serving Celebs, and we had so many stories sent to us that we had to make it into a two-part. So this is part two, Serving Celebrities. Has the suspense been killing you? I mean, it's been killing me.
Yeah, I think everyone's feeling it. I think just globally, people are like, when is episode two coming out? And that's just... we're all in it together.
We have you right where we want you. And before we dive into the stories, we really just want to thank everybody for sending in comments, leaving reviews, subscribing. Those are all the virtual equivalent of tipping us, and it really does help us. So we see you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
All right.
I actually thought of something before we dive into the submissions. I remembered that I had a sort of... another celebrity story. It's really not that interesting, but I was working at a restaurant in New York City, and I had been binge watching. Like, I was working a lot of doubles, and I would go home and binge watch Arrested Development, because at the time I had never seen it. This was years ago, and I think it's when it like first hit Netflix, and there were four or five seasons out at the time. So I was binging it, and so my days were literally like my restaurant job during the day and then Arrested Development at night till I passed out. And I was a host at this time because it was right before I started serving. And I was at the host stand typing in the computer, whatever, kind of looking down or answering the phone, whatever. And then I hear this voice. I like the door opens, someone walks in, but I hadn't looked up. So I knew someone was there, but I hadn't seen who. And then this deep voice is like, hi, there's going to be seven of us or whatever it was. And I looked up, and before I even looked up, I was like, oh my God, it's Job. It's Job from Arrested Development. He's here. And I looked up and it was Will Arnett, who plays Job. And I was like, it was just like, I'm not normally somebody that's like starstruck, but I think because he was like such a part of my life at that specific moment, you know what I mean? Like, I'd get out of work and go watch that show, that it was so surreal. And for a hot second, I was like, I'm hallucinating. Like, my like days and nights are becoming one because I'm not sleeping. I'm losing it. And then I was like, no, it's really Will Arnett. Okay, cool. He was really nice. So nothing juicy to say, but I just remembered that after our last episode. I was like, oh my God, that weird moment where it felt like my like nighttime TV binges were bleeding into my reality.
You're like, am I dreaming still, or is this really happening?
It was just really weird. Like, you know, seeing a celebrity is always kind of like, oh, cool, weird. But just having it be somebody that I was like currently watching every day, and then like, oh my God, you're here. It was very strange.
Can get a bit confusing.
It's very strange. All right, anyway, that's enough of that detour. Let's dive in.
All right, so submitted stories. This first one for this part two says, Kristen Wiig, high maintenance, gluten-free vegan.
No. I don't care. No. I still have so much love for Kristen Wiig. She could throw her salad in my face and tell me that it's wrong, and I'd be like, you're so right. Please, can you quote everything you've ever done for me? And I'll just laugh hysterically.
Well, I think that this, because she was a waitress before, right? Wasn't she on the list?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was on our list from the last one. Yeah, she's served before.
She served before. So I feel like it's such a double standard, because I'm so guilty of this. I've gone into restaurants and been like, oh my God, my server's so swamped. I'm going to be as easy on her as possible. If she fucks it up, I understand it. Like, you're cool. But then after all these years of serving, I'm like, I'm going to special mod my order. You're going to hate me for it, but you know what? Fuck it. I did my time. This is how I want my food. So I feel like such a hypocrite, you know, getting upset at people for doing stuff like that. But I'm for sure guilty of it too.
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things that, like, you can't live your life always trying to please other people and worrying about what other people think. So as long as you're not being outright rude, if you want a gluten-free vegan salad a certain way, that's, you know, it's all power to you. Yes, people are going to roll their eyes and secretly think, ugh, how annoying, but so what? Live your life. You do you.
Live your life. You do you. Oh, we forgot to add the disclaimer of these are all people too. If you watched Serving Celebrities Part 1, we really wanted to make it clear we are not bashing any of these celebrities. These could be totally fabricated fake stories. At the end of the day, these are just people and these are just stories from one person. So yeah, before we move forward, note that we love Kristen Wiig, and if she's high maintenance, then that's one person said she was high maintenance, you know, just yeah. Keeping it real.
And I will fight them because she's a national treasure.
She really is.
Anybody who's listening that's not a fan is like, ugh, they're so wrong. You know what? No, you're wrong. She's a gem. She's amazing. Oh my, this is okay. Clearly, they did not have a good experience. So this person waited on Jose Canseco, the baseball player, and said just simply, he was a gaping asshole.
Oh, a gaping.
Yeah, not just an asshole, an asshole of the gaping variety. So, yikes.
So it's not even a tight asshole. It's like loose.
Yeah.
And there's, big.
Yeah. You know what? You don't have to body shame anyone, Presley.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's a bummer story. Well, I think that's like the worst comment that I've read so far about a celebrity.
Yeah. I don't know the guy. So
all right.
Just take this guy's word for it.
All right. So this says, I serve Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon has also served before. So here we go. I serve Nick Cannon in San Francisco. He was really nice, but his manager handled the check and he's a bad tipper. So Nick Cannon's manager just is a little bit cheap, apparently.
I actually have like that anxiety when my friends pay the bill somewhere. Does that ever bother you? Like my friends who aren't servers, if they're like, oh, I got this, and I'm like, let me leave the tip, and they're like, no, I got it, and I'm like, all right, you're being really nice, but please don't leave a shitty tip.
I'm pretty sure all my friends are servers, so I don't totally understand what you're saying, but I get it.
Okay. I have friends. One of my best friends is quite successful, and he does really well for himself, and he and I are close enough that I can like voice my concerns and give him shit, and I'll be like, make sure you leave him like 20% or at least, like he was really nice or whatever, and he's like, ugh. He always is like, 18 is fine. I'm like, can you not be such a cheap son of a bitch? Because I know that you have the 2%. Money. And it's like that 2% difference to you means nothing. And it means a lot to your server.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. PSA, that 2%, don't be a cheap ass. Just do it. It means more for us.
It's like a dollar or two. And when people start being like, they don't need that much. It's like, well, why do you like... That difference of a dollar or two sends a message to your server that you were really appreciative of their time and energy. And otherwise you save a buck or two, but your server is left with the feeling of like, oh, I guess I didn't quite do everything I was supposed to. I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Totally. I feel you on that. All right. Got another one?
Yes. They don't specify which property brother, but somebody says a property brother came in to a wine bar that they worked at, had bubbly water and wasn't personable at all. Maybe he was in a mood.
That's another
thing about being a celebrity though, is like I don't always want to be chit chatty with my server either. Sometimes I just want to go somewhere and have a drink, and then if people are like, oh, that's so and so, then you feel like you have to be on all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that experience because I go into lots of restaurants and I like to dine alone and sit by myself, and I don't like to be talked to. Most of the time I'm stoned, so I like extra don't want to talk to people. But I couldn't imagine being a celebrity and then I'm just like chilling, you know, high, trying to eat a taco and drink my marg and my bubbly water, and somebody's like, you're so unpersonable. Like, that would suck.
Yeah.
I just am a stoner trying to get my grub on, you know?
Right? Just let me live. Let me drink my fucking bubbly water and piss off.
Piss off.
Piss off. I don't know why I'm British all of a sudden.
Both of us are doing these weird accents lately.
I don't know what's happening. Well, you're microdosing mushrooms, so that's probably why it's happening for you. I think I'm just crazy. Read the next one.
Okay. The next one says, Huey Lewis. He came in 5 minutes to close and we were empty. His response, yes, we made it on time. Though I was super annoyed, he was nice and polite.
Yeah.
The 5 minutes till close, those are not the brightest bulbs out there.
It's just a lack of awareness. It doesn't mean that people are deliberately rude. It's just they're oblivious. Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, yeah. I feel like there's a threshold of going in at the end of a restaurant, and some servers get upset when people come in the last hour, and that's like, nah, you should probably not get upset about that just because you want to close up an hour early. But 5 minutes to close empty, yeah, it's just a lack of understanding that it wouldn't be worth our time to stay open.
Right. Right. And also just, yeah, it's that empathy thing. If you were at your job and it was closing in 5 minutes and somebody walked in, you'd be annoyed too. It's just human nature.
Totally.
This is short and sweet. Somebody says that they waited on Jim Belushi and we did shots together. Cool.
Who's Jim Belushi?
The comedian. Jim Belushi. He had that show According to Jim or whatever it was. And he's...
He's
John Belushi's brother.
I googled him.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, drinking with celebs, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, sounds like a cool guy to be like, hey, yeah, I am that person. Let's do shots.
Okay, this next one says, I served Jack Black for his kid's birthday. He was really friendly and the kids were super polite and behaved. They declined the private room and requested to sit with everyone else. A plus 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 would serve again. Yay, Jack Black. That's praise for you and your whole family. That's good people.
Yeah, keeping it real. Love that.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, this person was not happy. They said they waited on Booker T, the wrestler. It was terrible. He spent $200 on breakfast and tipped $4. He was a big baby and said he will never tip big because serving isn't a real job.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this? Brooker T, who are you?
Yeah, who even are you?
Oh, wow. Who is this guy? I'm Googling him. Oh, he just looks like he's angry about life. I mean, he fights for a living. That's what do you expect?
Well, yeah. Maybe he's on steroids. 200. Maybe it was just roid rage.
Googling his name. That might make sense. Or you know what? Maybe there's more to the story and something else happened and maybe this is fake. I'll just throw that out there too before I go all judgy.
No, if someone says that serving isn't a real job, we have the right to judge them because that's fucking rude.
Yeah, that comment is super not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, serving is a very, very legitimate job and I feel like now that we're in a global pandemic and economic crisis, everybody's starting to really understand that you know, serving jobs are valuable and it's, you know, a skill set not everybody has and we deserve to be freaking praised for it, not $4 on 200 and a diss. That's not cool.
Yeah. Quick detour about the whole real job thing. I once waited on a guy who was really old-fashioned. This was years ago. I'm sure he's long since passed away, but he was very elderly, very old school, and he always wore his veteran's hat. And he was mostly a nice guy, but a little off, and sometimes was a little inappropriate with our female servers, so I would usually volunteer to take him. And then he became a regular of mine. We had a nice rapport. And then one day he was like, so what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry? He was like, what are you doing here? Wasting your time with a girl's job. This isn't a real job. And I was like, well, you know, I recently graduated, blah, 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 whatever my story was at the time. You know, we all have that song and dance and talk about our dreams. And he was just like, well, you're never going to have a wife and kids if you're just a waiter here. And I was like, yikes. Okay. First of all, I'm going to choose not to tell you that I'm homosexual because I'm afraid you'll have a heart attack and die right here. Second of all, that's really rude and archaic thinking. And I will go get you another Diet Coke.
Of course he was drinking Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never had a great interaction with any older gentleman that walks into a dining establishment wearing a hat that lets everybody know that he has served for the United States in any branch. I have never had a good experience in that.
Yikes.
They always want the military discount.
We are not here to shit talk veterans, Presley. We are grateful and appreciative, and they serve their country in ways that we can't imagine. Let's not go down a dangerous path here. But I know the type. Those like good old boys or whatever you want to call them, where they just have such a way of thinking that's problematic in so many ways. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, props to all the troops. My dad is Army Reserves. He's currently serving due to this whole COVID thing right now. He was deployed and is serving our country. And my grandfather was also enlisted as well. And I have mad respect. So I just want to make that clear. But have you ever had a great experience with a man walking in wearing a military hat, demanding 10% off and telling you how he thinks that you should live your life? I feel like that's the same experience that I've had with every single guy who I've served like that.
Unfortunately, yes. Yes, unfortunately, yeah. I do know that's the type. A sad stereotype. I know what you're talking about. And I'm sure it does not apply to everyone. But yeah, there is that certain type of person that comes in just to be difficult and say a few offensive things, make some off-color remarks, probably cracks a joke or two that makes you cringe, and then tries to tell you what's wrong with your life. Yeah, that's not a fun person to wait on.
No, not at all. So let's detour back to all the fun yeah,
yikes.
People.
Okay, took it off the rails. Sorry, everybody.
Yikes. Sorry about that. All right, so we have another story. It says, a reggaeton singer that... Wait, what does this say? A reggaeton singer, and that day I was in the bar. He asked me for a tonic water and ice. I didn't charge him, but he tipped me $100 and invited me to the concert later that night at House of Blues Orlando. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So this person pocketed $100 and got to go see a dope concert.
I wish he told us who it was.
A reggaeton singer.
I mean, I only know like 4 reggaeton singers, but if it was one of them, I'd be very excited.
yeah, same.
This person says they served Ryan Scheckler, the pro skater. He was super nice, tipped well, was cool with me. We were geeking out over stuff. He's one of my favorite skaters. Awesome. Way to be Ryan Scheckler.
Yeah. Ryan Scheckler's a cutie. Okay, here's another one. I served Dallas Green. He's a Canadian musician, I guess. Let's see. The story says, when he was in Saskatoon for Jazz Fest in 2016, he was awesome to serve, was happy to talk to any fans that approached. Then after he came out and watched our friend's band play at a local bar, he only ate at the restaurant that my bosses owned for the whole weekend, and no one had a single negative thing to say about him. Last summer, I served LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton. Do you not know who he is?
No.
Isn't he the, like...
Is he a Star Trek guy?
I think he was a Star Trek guy and a Reading Rainbow guy, or am I mixing up two of the same guys? I don't know. It's all a little before our time. Hold on, I'm going to Google him.
So this story says that this guy was in Regina for a fan expo. Again, it was an awesome experience. One of our servers is a huge Star Trek fan, so he's a Star Trek guy. And she approached him to say hi. He talked to her for a minute and then asked if she wanted a picture. He proceeded to take pictures in the lobby with our entire staff, and I didn't go out. I figured I got to enjoy serving him and I didn't need one. He actually asked the host to go get me because he had enjoyed talking to me all night. So far I'm 2 for 2 on great experiences serving celebrities. That's fun.
Nice.
That's a good story.
And yes, for our listeners, LeVar Burton is indeed the Star Trek and Reading Rainbow guy. So we nailed it. We're doing great. I'm ready for bar trivia.
Reading Rainbow.
Take a look. It's in a book. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All All right. We're on one. I'm into it.
This person waited on NHL player Jaden Schwartz. He's from near the same hometown, so it's no big deal to me, and he's super nice. It's definitely fun to name drop with people who are hockey fans. Nothing crazy like in LA. All right, cool. Hometown hero. Love that.
Love it.
One of my... that story that I shared once about a comedian that, like, walked his kid up and down the aisle, that was in my home state. And it was, yeah, he was very much a hometown hero in that regard, too. It's cool, especially when you're not... I see what this person is saying. Like, when you're in LA, it's not as surprising that you bump into celebrities. Like, it still is like, whoa, so-and-so's here. But it's not like, what are they doing here? But when you live in a small town in the middle of nowhere, you're like, whoa, this is a big deal. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, that makes sense. Different in LA, though.
Yeah, we're so cool here in LA. We're like, oh yeah, Julia Roberts is my best friend. We talk every day, so it's like, whatever. It's no big deal. I call her Jules because we're like so close.
Oh, God. Anyway, here's a good one. Tony Hawk and his wife once came into the restaurant I was working at in Paris and was the only customer all night. Very nice, tipped like a good American. So this person is not from the States. Well, that's good that he tipped like an American in Paris. I feel like that's the title of a weird, twisted movie.
An American in Paris? Yeah, that is. That's a famous movie.
Wait, is that a real movie? Yes. American Werewolf.
You're thinking, in Paris. Yeah, okay, that's a different movie, but an American in Paris is a famous movie. I think it's, oh God, I'm going to embarrass myself if I'm wrong. I think it's Gene Kelly. I'm going to Google it. I think it's a Gene Kelly.
I love
Kelly
that Google film. Is our machine right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
We're on Google.
It's a Gene Kelly movie. I think I saw it a long time ago. I should rewatch that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Well,
see, you're referencing things you don't even realize you're referencing. Killing it.
Love it. Well, I mean, we know how hard it is for, you know, tip normalcy while you're in a different country. So we... you know, tip 20% in America if you know what's up. So it's great that Tony brought it to Paris. Good job, Tony Hawk.
I feel like we need that as Americans to make up for, like, our tendency to be boisterous and sometimes gruff. Like, not that all of us are, obviously, but that perception of us when we travel in places like Asia or Europe and we're not totally observing all of their customs, they probably love that we at least leave fat tips. As opposed to what they do there. That's one of the customs. They're like, no, it's okay that they don't know our customs because they also leave us 20% that no one else does. So it makes it gives us some goodwill points.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, repping the USA. This person waited on Cat Williams, Suge Knight, and their crew. Says they showed up 10 minutes before we closed, demanded booze, although we couldn't legally serve it. And lit joints inside the building and refused to leave when we asked them. Oof.
Whoa.
If that's true, that is not a good look.
Wow. Yeah. That's, I mean, do that in your own space. Don't do it in a restaurant where you're wasting people's time and money and legal stuff, too. That kind of sucks.
I can't imagine refusing to leave a place. Like... in my wild days, back a while ago, I have been shut off at a bar twice, and it's a shitty feeling, and usually you're too drunk to realize that you are out of line, and so you're like, fuck you, I'm fine, in your head, but like, I can't imagine actually refusing to leave. One place told me I had to leave. this is making me sound like I have a real problem. It was my wild days.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, we've all been there.
It's a shitty feeling, and you feel definitely, like, indignant, like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything wrong. Like, if someone asks you to leave, it's for a reason. I can't imagine saying no. Like, then you're just being obstinate. Like, nobody wants you there at that point. Get the fuck out.
Totally. I feel like alcohol can definitely distort your, like... you know, reception to other people. I've been kicked out of one place, and it was Bo and I, and Bo had never gone and done a Korean barbecue, and he'd never indulged in soju. And for those of you that don't know, soju is like juice. It's like, excuse me, I'm like joking, thinking about it. It's like, it's flavored rice wine and it fucks you up. It's super easy to drink. Oh, God, I'm choking. Hold on.
It's kind of, yeah, it's potent. Like it's a lower ABV vodka, basically.
Yeah, but it's way too easy to drink. And so we got wasted. And I just remember coming to and like looking up at this Korean barbecue place. Like we had been bar hopping and we ended up at this place. And the whole staff, there were two cooks, like the host and like two servers were standing around our table. And Bo and I were the last ones in the restaurant. And they were just watching us, waiting for us to leave.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was the most mortifying, like, you come out of the blackout and you're like, oh, fuck, this is not cool. Why are we here?
I am so embarrassed for you.
So embarrassing. But that's the worst, like, dining drunk story I've ever had. And it's not like we were being that bad. It's just that they were closed. Everybody was gone. And we were just blacked out and had no clue what was happening around us.
Yikes. Well, if you were both blacked out, then you don't even know if you were being obnoxious.
I know.
So maybe Cat Williams and Suge Knight are not so out of line and you're just like them.
Fuck. I mean, that's scary though. Because you don't always know. And, you know, I hope that I was a good person. And I've said this a few times on the podcast that I'm so scared that somebody that, you know, I've served and I totally fucked up for, or I was dining and I didn't, you know, treat my server the way that I should have, that's going to come back and bite me in the ass, because I am by no means a perfect person or a perfect server. But definitely as my years go on, I become more and more aware. If you're someone in my... Con, we need to do an episode and have all of our old coworkers send in shit-talking stories about us. Just so we can be real with people, you know?
So far, your episode ideas are that we need to get drunk and do an episode together, and that we need to have people come on and talk shit about us. So I feel
Let's just make it one episode.
This is not what I signed up for. No, I think you make a good point, though. Like, some of it is maturity, right? Like, if you're in your early 20s and you're blacking out and being asked to leave a bar, whoops, you know, you live and you learn. If you're a middle-aged, successful celebrity and you're doing that, it's not cute, you know?
Yeah, totally. There's a line.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. I love all these detours. Okay. Ja Rule and his small entourage before Fyre Festival. Fry Festival. It's Fry Festival, right?
Fyre Festival.
Fyre Festival.
It's just Fyre. So it's just Fyre with a Y. It was that travesty down in the Bahamas or whatever.
Oh, what did I say? Fry Festival?
I would go to a Fry Festival. That sounds bomb. Fried pickles, deep fried Oreos, all that weird shit they do at Texas fairs. Fry everything. I'd go to that festival. And then I would probably have a heart attack on the last day of it. But it would be worth it.
So worth it. Gotta love a good fry. Freaking love potatoes. Anyway, Ja Rule, small entourage, before Fyre Festival documentary came out, he was traveling through my airport and came to my famous restaurant where celebs eat. He tipped $30. I mean, that doesn't tell us anything. We don't know what his tab was.
But he ate for free. But yeah, if it was just like him and one other person and it was sandwiches, then 30's great. If it was like a party of eight in a fine dining and he left $30, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, I guess I skimmed that
part. Oh, it does say, yeah, small entourage. He was traveling through my airport, came to my famous restaurant where celebs eat free. Yeah, if he only tipped $30 and they ate for free and it was a group, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, but I mean, when I go places that are like eat free, I don't always tip unless I'm sitting at a table and somebody has to bust the table. But if I go and it's like the common grab something and, you know, just toss it in the garbage, I don't tip.
No, I think what he's saying is that this is a fine dining place for celebrities, but like not for celebrities. Fine dining, famous restaurant where celebs eat free. So like table service, but they don't charge celebrities.
Oh, okay. So this is a bad thing. They should have tipped more, is what we're concluding.
That's how I'm reading it. Yeah. I could be wrong. Okay. But I think it's okay. Like him and his crew rolled into this restaurant. There was no bill presented, and they left $30 for a group of people that ate for free. That sounds less, less than great.
Yeah, I feel like when people are wealthy to the point that Ja Rule probably was before this whole, you know, Fyre Festival drama happened, they really don't have a concept of, you know, how much things cost and the effect of tipping or not, because that's not like a normal thing for them to think about. Like, they have so much money that they're not thinking, oh, this person might need money for this. They just expect it all just to kind of happen because they have people working for them that make that happen. So it's not always their responsibility to be looking out for. I'm not, you know.
And I mean, he did tip. Like, maybe it was a group of four. Like, when they say small entourage, it's hard to know. But leaving, I mean, $30 is better than just walking out for sure. So it is hard to say if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Totally. All right. Next one. It's one of my hotties.
He's back.
Third appearance.
So this is someone else that waited on him. All right. Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill. It was a holiday lunch shift. I guess his family is from the Western New York area and he was visiting. The girls on the staff were going nuts. He wasn't really talkative. And I wasn't trying to be that guy, so I didn't bother him. He ordered a strawberry salad and says that he tipped $3 on $18. But the last person said he was, like, really friendly and tipped well. So this might have just been, like, a quick bite. Like, maybe he just came in by himself, got a salad, and left. You know what I mean?
Chad, I'll give you a strawberry salad. Wow.
I hope someday you actually meet him, like, years from now, and that's what you open with. Just no context. You just walk up and are like, Chad, I'd give you a strawberry salad. And he's like, okay, please get away from me.
Oh, I feel like I would not be able to ever speak to him. There's a very small group of celebrities that, well, I could probably put down on a list that I would go completely starstruck around, and Chad's one of them. I would not be able to muster out the word strawberry salad to him without crying, probably.
Yikes. Yikes. I hope that never happens.
Yikes. Yeah, Chad, stay away from me, please. Spare me. Okay, here's a good one. This one references Kobe Bryant, and we were hesitant to even share this story because, you know, it's so sensitive, the way that we lost him, and, you know, it's thoughts so to him, and I know it was all very tragic, and everybody that was affected by it, our hearts go out to you. But this story is about Kobe. It says, I served Kobe Bryant at P.F. Chang's in Salt Lake City before a game against Utah Jazz. We closed half the restaurant off for him during a slow lunch. He was a really nice guy. His trainer wouldn't let me get a picture, which sucked, but I'll still never forget serving him. So it's a sweet, simple story. I mean, then we go back to the whole mannerism thing of, you know, is it okay to take pictures or an autograph? And obviously, he was just a guy trying to get his P.F. Chang on for lunch.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, it's good that he has that experience and that memory, and sounds like he was a fan of Kobe, and Kobe was really nice, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that was a pleasant experience. Good for you.
Still, yeah, very sad, that whole thing. Moving on, Jimmy Kimmel comes into this person's restaurant sometimes. Once there was a really rude guy complaining about how expensive something was, and Jimmy was right behind him in line and offered to buy it for the guy. The guy turned around, gave him a dirty look, and walked away. I love that.
That's kind of rad. Well, first off, I love Jimmy Kimmel. That was so nice of him to pay for the food, but why was that guy... when people are just having a bad day, sometimes there's really nothing that you can do to make it better. And he's the Karen in this situation.
That's such a boss way to step in, though, because it's like it's that whole kill him with kindness thing. Like, somebody's being ridiculous and whining about prices, and he's like, hey, I can buy it for you, which is a nice thing to offer, but at the same time draws attention to the fact that it's like, you're making a scene, you're crying about how you can't pay for this, so let me help you. Get out of the way.
Yeah. Oh, people are great. I love the service industry. I love dealing with all kinds of people. It really, like, you know, builds character.
It certainly makes you hone your people skills. That's for sure. You realize how...
That's for sure.
Like, so many people are lovely and wonderful, and so many people are fucking crazy. Anybody who works with the public is just like... It just baffles me the kinds of people that are out there. Because you tend to think of, like, all the people in your life that are like-minded, have good senses of humor, a general sense of kindness, compassion, people who tend to be reasonable. Like, all of us have our flaws, but I feel like there's this base level that we assume most people function at. And then when you wait on the general public, you realize that a lot of that is out the window, and most people are, not most, but a lot of people are just insane garbage.
Totally. Amen. Couldn't have said it better. All right. I have a long, long story.
I'm ready.
Second to last one that we have. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
This starts off by saying, are porn stars considered celebrities? All right. Back when I used to wait on tables in Provincetown, Massachusetts, a porn star sat at my station. I haven't heard of him before this day, so it's a male porn star. We were really busy at the time. My section was full. I got triple sat. I got plenty of food to run, and I was in the weeds. With all this going on, I get called by the manager, and I think to myself, shit, what did I do wrong now? He said, is table 47 yours? I panicked a little and said, yes, it's mine. They had their drink, and their food was already fired. Then he proceeds to ask me if I knew who I was serving. I had no idea. He pointed to one of the guys and said his name, Boomer Banks. Then he showed me a picture of him in the nude, then a video. At the end, when they were finished eating, I told him my manager was a big fan of his and asked him to say hello to him on his way out. He agreed. He tipped properly, and was overall, it was a good experience. My manager was over the moon when Boomer Banks said hello and exchanged a few words with him. I'll never hear the end of it. Okay. Have you started Googling Boomer Banks yet? Because I'm doing it right now.
I did Google.
I feel
like this story is an HR worker's nightmare. Because this person's boss is like, hey, do you know who that is? Yeah, he's a porn star. Want to see his nudes? Here, look at that. Here's a video. Go tell him to say hi to me. That's so many HR red flags. But I don't think that story surprises anyone who works in restaurant, because we tend to not have the same rigid boundaries that exist in many corporate environments.
Totally. That whole boundary is wishy-washy in a lot of restaurants. And I feel like this podcast is just a big red flag for HR. And the funniest thing is that Connor and I recorded our first episode of this podcast literally in the same room as our HR.
Yeah. I will never forget when I found that out, because you asked me casually, like, hey, want to be on this podcast thing I'm starting? You can be a guest on an episode. I was like, yeah, cool. And then I was like, where are we recording? And you're like, I don't know. I'm looking for like a nice quiet space. And you're like, oh, we can use that conference room. And I was like, the one right next to HR? Is that a good idea? And you're like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. I'll tell them that we're recording. And I was like, and our topic is bitching about guests. Got it. Cool. This is gonna be great. And then for lack of better judgment, I did it. And here we are.
Well, so the concept of this podcast is I wanted to be in a different restaurant for every episode, talking to a different server or just somebody in a different restaurant every single episode. So I did a few testers, and the audio quality, I mean, restaurants are fucking loud. Even in the morning when everything is like setting up for the day, it literally sounded like shit. So then I had nowhere to record, and I was like, well, I don't think it's appropriate to be hosting these in my house. And HR, I had to go to them to be like, hey, I'm doing this podcast. Are you guys going to sue me, or am I going to get fired, or do I have to quit? And they gave me a basic rundown. So logically, I was like, okay, fine. I'll do episode one right in front of them. They can see what it's about. And, you know, they've been really nice, and we've been respectful with name mentioning and stuff. So, that's kind of the backstory to that. But back to the whole porn star thing. We have a...
sentences you don't hear very often. Anyway, back to the porn star.
Well, we have an adult entertainer that's a regular at my restaurant, and I've told this story before on a different episode, and I did acid with her and her husband, and they were great people. So that boundary between guests and industry workers is very gray. It's not, it's like you said, it's not cold cut like in corporate. So I did Google Boomer Banks, and he is attractive. He's got lots of tattoos.
I hope that someday your grandkids find this podcast somehow.
Oh, fuck.
And are like, oh, yeah, grandma did acid with a porn star. And I'd be like, yes, she did. That's Presley.
I think about that sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes I'll share a little too much. My mom talked to me the other day, and she was like, oh, I heard about this podcast thing you're doing. I was like, yeah, you know, it's been fun. I'm rolling with it, kind of seeing where it goes. And she's like, should your father and I listen? And I was like, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's your cup of tea. And she's like, oh, because we don't work in restaurant. I was like, mm-hmm, yep, that's why.
That's why. Yeah, I'm TMI Tina. Come on. I let you all know that in stereotypes episode. yeah, I'm really taking a risk being unapologetically myself on this podcast. And I hope that you all appreciate it. And I don't think I will be returning to the industry after COVID. So it might just get worse after this. So stay tuned.
God. You're just going to end up like unemployable and blacklisted and be like, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Savage AF. Imagine me like with sunglasses and the peace sign right now because it's exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, Presley. Yeah. Well, you roped me into this. So if I go down, I'm taking you with me.
Welcome to the dark side, Connor.
Oh. Was that your impression of the Emperor from Star Wars?
What's live? What's good. Happening?
It was not good. all right, let's read. Oh, this is the last one for now. Who knows if there'll be last a part three one. If people have more stories? Because I've enjoyed these. It's interesting. This person served Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz at the Golden Vine Restaurant in California Adventure. They were really nice, and he sang to her at the table. Why does it not surprise me that Nicolas Cage would sing to someone at the table? That doesn't surprise me. He seems like an odd man. And yes, we have been there. You and I have enjoyed a wine and cheese platter. Or a bottle of wine and a cheese platter. I don't know what a wine and cheese platter is. yeah.
A bottle. A big bottle. Yeah.
We had two. No, well, we had two Nicolas bottles. Cage. I think we actually went through two bottles, didn't we?
I'm pretty sure we did. That was the best Disney day that I've had. And I wish that we were drunk in Disneyland right now.
I mean, if you've never tried this, people, being day drunk at Disney California Adventure, as long as you're not, you know, keep your wits about you, be mindful that it's a family park, yada, yada, yada. Don't be stupid. But getting nice and tipsy and then riding rides and just hanging out there is, I highly recommend it. If you are in Southern California and have the opportunity, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And doing it while your coworker friends are at work and sending them pictures and videos makes it even funner.
Oh, yeah. It's like, eat your heart out. I'm at Disney, day drunk. And you're waiting on a party of 12 that's miserable. Sucks to suck.
Sucks to suck. Okay, back to Nicolas Cage. So, did you hear about this new Joe Exotic
the Tiger King thing. Yeah, I did hear that.
So essentially, Nicolas Cage is supposed to be playing
Joe Exotic. I heard that Joe Exotic wanted David Spade to do it, and David Spade was asked about it, and he was like, no, because I've already done the whole Joe Dirt thing, and it's basically the same nonsense.
Oh.
How sad.
That would be confusing.
How sad that someone, like a movie about a character that someone came up with just to be ridiculous, like white trash persona and be like, how absurd is this? Let's make a silly comedy about it. And then somebody's like, that reminds me of myself. I want him to play me in a movie. that should be like a rock bottom eye-opening moment. But something tells me people like Joe Exotic don't have rock bottom eye-opening moments. Not a lot of self-awareness, okay. I'm guessing.
Who would you want to play you in a movie?
Oh, God, I don't think there's anyone fat enough.
Shut up.
I don't know. I feel like who I would want to play me in a movie. Like my like vanity goes to like actors I really love and admire, but that look nothing like me. But if I was really going for somebody like that like looked like me and had my similar vibe, probably that Daniel Franzese, or I don't even know how to say his name. Franzese. He played Damien in Mean Girls and he was on the show Looking. I feel like he would be a good casting choice to play me like in reality, like as I am. He'd probably have to gain weight. But like I can like see that. But then but if it was somebody that I like, I don't know. I'd have to think about who I actually would cast if I got to glamorize my whole life and make me more appealing. Yeah. What about you? Well, who would you want to play you?
Scarlett Johansson. And that's just because she's been my girl crush my whole life. And I love that she is admired for just being her. And, you know, right when she was blowing up, she was considered, like, thick, which is so absurd because, I mean, she's just a woman. She's who she is. But that's kind of how she was introduced to the scene. And I just admire her. And I think she's so sexy but so real. And she's funny. And that's what I would love to be.
Okay. I support it. But if the rules are that we're picking people we crush on, then I will be played in a dual casting by Channing Tatum and Chris Pratt. So.
Yes. Speaking of Channing Tatum, with the whole like world ending right now, I decided to watch This Is the End the last two nights. And Channing makes an appearance in that. And he's like that, the, what's his name? Danny so-and-so's like fuck slave thing. Have you seen This Is the End?
I have not seen it, but what? now it sounds very intriguing.
Oh, yeah, you have to watch it. You can buy it on Amazon for like $3. This Is the End is a good movie, but Channing does make a guest appearance in it, and I feel like you'd be into it.
I'm down for Channing. Well, this has this has been all over the map, but here we are. Did we miss any? I think we got everybody, right?
Yeah, no, we got all of them, and I'm sure people have been sending in more stories since we created this list, and like you said, maybe we'll make a Celebs 3, so if you liked this episode, give it a like, share it with your coworkers, make sure that you're subscribing, go onto iTunes and leave us a review. Literally all of the comments help. It's kind of hard for Connor and I to totally gauge how we're doing, because it is just kind of us talking out to you. So send us your thoughts, give us words of encouragement, tell us we suck if you think we suck.
I don't think we should encourage that, because that's, I feel like it's just going to come pouring in and it's going to be really hard for my ego.
Okay, so be gentle on Connor.
Yeah, give take me it the easy on stuff. Me. You can shit on Presley all you want. Just, you know, only keep it positive for me. I've had a hard life and I could use a little bit of a boost. Anyway, follow us on Instagram at the Server Life Podcast. Tag us in your stories that are server related. We love sharing our favorites to our story. Like Presley said, leave us those reviews. It means a lot to us. Yeah, take care of yourselves.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And thank you to our team, our editor, Hernan, and then Cesar, who is Server Life. We hope that you all have a fabulous week.
Bye.
Bye.